Hello and welcome to the Leading Chaos Podcast. I am Rhea Windcaller, your host of this weekly podcast where we take chaos head on and make it manageable. Chaos is disorder, confusion, and at its worst, pandemonium. No matter who you are, where you are, or what you do, chaos will appear when you least expect it. So let's get started. Are you ready to lead chaos? Let's do it. Dun 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 dun. I'm getting myself in the mood right now to talk about one of my favorite topics that I talk about kind of frequently, which is our walk, how we walk. And I know that everyone has a signature walk. Our signature walk is our encyclopedia of our life. Our signature walk defines who we are, how we are feeling, our station in life, and where we are planning on going. Think about that for a minute. That's pretty revealing. You might not think about your walk or what it projects to the world, but everyone else is watching you. And yes, they are evaluating you. No pressure. If you sit at a desk all day, I could tell. We desk sitters walk with a stiff gait in our legs, in our hips, and sometimes, more often than not, our shoulders slope forward. My tight body, it projects the ouch of too little stretching and too much work in every step I take. And on the weekend, we kick butt. We are weekend warriors pushing our bodies physically by playing hard or raking a pile of leaves. My signature walk on a Saturday night is even stiffer than my weekday walk. I'm tired, I'm sore, but not willing to give in to my body. So what do I do to help me into the night? Well, I take a strong cup of black tea down to my comfy chair and have a couple sips. I have a whole mug in the late afternoon and hope that I will get a second wind that will take me into the evening. Ooh, I love that spot of tea. It's my perfect midday break. Highly recommend it. But let me not digress here. Let's get back on track. Giving into fatigue, it does not come easy for us podcast hosts, nor you, dear listener. I've got your number, Cucumber. You work and play hard. I could tell by the way you walk. I have the perfect tip thus to help you walk or to think about your walk when chaos is abound and everyone is expecting you to be a leader. Is I kind of expect that if you're listening to this podcast, you're the kind of person who is a leader. You're a go-getter. You want to know stuff that's going to help you move through life. And that's why I'm doing this podcast. So of course you're all about leading chaos. And that is what we are going to be talking about. And thankfully, there are people like yourself who show up for others every day and lead chaos. I bow humbly to you. So how do I know? Let's take a pause here and let me talk about why I know so much about leading chaos. Because maybe that's going through your head like, what does she know? I have the kind of job that people are interested in from the distance. Because you ask at the cocktail party, what do you do? Well, the short answer is I specialize in violence. The longer answer is conflict management. The two kind of go together because a conflict can typically be violent. I've been helping people learn how to be safe and work in a scene that could be potentially threatening, whether it's personally threatening or the scene is actually threatening. And I've learned that how you walk is important because folks in my line of work know that 78% of communication is nonverbal. That's a ton. 78% of communication is nonverbal. So that leaves a small percent where we have to worry about what we're actually saying. And the rest of the time, think about, how we're walking. I started my work at a minimum and maximum security facility for adjudicated adolescents. And that means that they were court appointed. A judge sent them to this treatment facility. And I worked in this program called Youth Challenge. It was a venture-based experiential learning program at a state facility. And it was a state job, and thus it allowed me to take the opportunity to take classes to better my skills as a wilderness instructor. And while at that job, I became an instructor for the Humane Defense Program, which is, or was, a crisis intervention program which solely taught how to physically manage a disruptive person or people. And it was purely physical. And it didn't take me long, maybe snap, in a moment, I realized that no one was promoting verbal intervention. Something like trying, how about if they would have said, let's both take a step back, instead of saying no and then going hands-on. And essentially, that's what it was. There was no one saying, let's both take a step back. It was just moving right into the physical. And that course also even taught pain compliance, which I regretfully say, you would apply pain to make a person comply. It's exactly what it says is what it means. And back then, that was considered the state-of-art training. So fast forward to 2014, where we are today, and now I pretty much solely teach how to avoid and prevent physical hands-on interventions via the Response Crisis Intervention Model. And I founded Response in 1986 when I lived really, really close to Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut. Maybe not that close, about 10 miles away, but close enough. And I went to the medical library at Yale because that's what you could do and maybe you still could do today and use it. You get a special pass. And at that time, I researched everything I could to find out other options other than just physically managing a person. What was happening? And there wasn't much. So thus, I founded Response. And if you want to learn more about the Response program, which I highly recommend you to do if this is your forte or you have any interest, please go to the link on the Leading Chaos Podcast homepage, the website, and click on curriculum at the top. And you can also look at my book, which is called, guess what? Leading Chaos. This is a threat for me. I can't help it. It's the work I do. The book is called Leading Chaos, An Essential Guide to Conflict Management. And that book is both available in English and Dutch in hard print and ebook. And the response model is detailed in the book, and it's very user-friendly for anyone, all of us who are looking to manage conflict safely. Thus, I learned quite a bit about nonverbal communication, because that's my specialty. And as a woman who teaches both men and women how to enter a scene safely, I love sharing how to embody what I refer to as, drumroll, the astronaut walk. That's right. We're going to be talking about the astronaut walk, how to embody that, 5 simple steps, what to do when chaos is abound. Leading chaos is so much better than being led by chaos, wouldn't you agree? And the astronaut walk puts me in the can-do mode that I know is so needed when I am called to provide leadership. You know what the astronaut walk is. You've seen it. You've seen it while watching movies where the camera is rolling and the scene is in slow motion. And you can see every step that the hero or the heroine is taking. Maybe it's, think of those like blockbuster Hollywood movies like Armageddon or Independence Day with Will Smith. I think about the astronaut because who other than an astronaut is thinking about every single step they are taking as they slowly walk towards a rocket ship that's going to launch them into outer space. So you're darn tootin' that an astronaut's going to have a very particular type of walk. And I love it. And we see it in the Hollywood movie. And that's something I want to embody. It gives me that sense that they are so present, so ready. They are saying, I can do. And that's exactly what we want. So anyone who's ever worked with me in the response training, and I've had the pleasure of working with some amazing trainers and I have amazing colleagues, they all know that we all try to embody the astronaut walk when we're going to a job site and doing our work. It is our role. We are consultants, response consultants and trainers, and we're often visiting sites that we have never gone to before. So who else would you want to hire a consultant who isn't projecting a can-do attitude? If you are that consultant to go out in the world, don't you want to project that can-do attitude? So, as soon as we pull up to a site, even before we step out of our vehicle, one of us will say, do the astronaut walk. We kind of giggle a little bit, but primarily all nod our head, and we all know what to do. So here are the 5 steps. Step one, you're in that car, you're thinking, move slowly, move deliberately. So be very concise in your moves. You don't have to, don't go running into the building. Oh, I'm late. Even if you're late, move with precision. Move with a slow, deliberate precision. Step two, walk tall. What do I mean by walk tall? Keep your posture upright, but not too tight. I like that. Kind of rhymes a little bit in my head. Keep your posture upright, but not too tight. Three, chin level, right? So if you put your fingers under my chin as I am right now, you might hear me rubbing. I'm keeping my chin level and my eyes are forward. My eyes aren't looking down. My eyes are forward, keeping the whole, spanning the whole scene. Four, relax. Relax your body. That goes back to walk tall, be upright, but not too tight. Think, relax. And step five, you got to say it to yourself. I got it. I love that the astronaut walk has become my signature walk, and I hope it maybe will become your signature walk when you're going into that next meeting or you have that upcoming interview. You're a leader. Take that on. You're coming into your children's room and there's chaos going. Somebody has to be the adult there, and most likely that's you. So act like an astronaut. Walk with deliberate moves that demonstrate to others that you could do it, that you're going to hold this ship. I call on it when I need to project to others that it might be chaotic, but I got it. I know you got it, so try it. Walk like an astronaut. One, move slowly and deliberately. Two, walk tall. Keep your posture upright, but not too tight. Three, chin level and eyes forward. Four, relax. And five, really five brings it all together. Just think, I got it. And if you need any kind of reinforcement, watch a movie. Check out the next time they're going slow motion on the camera. Wouldn't you want some of those people who are walking towards that spaceship walking next to you or showing up when a scene is kind of crazy? I would. So move slowly, walk tall, chin level, relax. I got it. There will be links at leadingchaospodcast.com to the song Chariots of Fire, which came from the wonderful movie Chariots of Fire. Also a link to Armageddon and Independence Day. When in doubt, always go to the show notes, a full review of the episode that you're listening to, and all links, including a link coming up to my favorite app that I use when on the go and for helping me lead chaos out in the world. When we come right back. I just have to talk about this app. It amazes me that it comes with most smartphones and folks don't use it. And I'm not really sure why. Maybe it's a inner beast within us that says, don't use your app. Make it more difficult for yourself. But my big brother was here recently visiting and he's from the West Coast and wanted to get back to the airport and asked me to make a map for him. And I thought, really? Don't you have a smartphone? I made him a map, but I asked him, don't you use your maps, your map app? And you could just put the location there. It'll tell you as you're going. And he said, no, I like to use maps. And I thought, wow, I don't want to dish on my brother here that way, but it's kind of classic. It surprises me. So I use a map app and I used it, boy, all the time when I'm overseas or in an area that I'm not used to. And I had this one experience where I really feel like it kind of felt like it saved my life, or at least saved my life that night. I was working in Ghent, Belgium, and which is a very old city, beautiful. I highly recommend going there, and going to be talking to a hotel there soon and some upcoming podcasts at the Hotel Carlton. But in the meantime, I wasn't staying there, and I was staying in a little flat down a tiny little cobblestone road, beautiful place. I went out that night and met my colleagues. I was heading back and I got lost. I got turned around. I just wasn't used to it. And I normally have such a good sense of direction. And I thought for a minute, my goodness, I'm going to be stuck out here all night long. Luckily, what I had done before I left, though, is I'd put the address to my flat in my app, my map app. And you might have like a Google map app, which is what I have. So I was able to open up my app, hit the little left-hand bottom arrow, and that gave me my current location. And then I was able to find my current location to my actual address where I was staying. And you get to pick to drive or walk or take, in that case, public transport, which might have been a tram. And I hit walk. And what happens at the bottom, then you press start. Let me see if I could get this to work. You press start. And when you have start, it just lays it out and you start walking. And that's a beautiful thing. It just lays it out and will say, start walking, point, or 800 feet to such and such road. And I followed that all the way home and it got me home safely. So I don't want to like speak to the choir. Probably you are using this app, but if you don't, practice it. So like me, if you're stuck out in that location, you know how to use it really quickly, because there's nothing worse than wanting to go somewhere and not knowing how to get there. Save your time. Saving time is leading chaos. And why not just use your Google app, your little map app? Well, that's my two cents, and I hope my big brother is listening. Are you out there, big brother? This one's for you. Thank you for tuning in. Please follow this podcast on Twitter at Leading Chaos. This is Rhea Windcaller signing off for now. As always, be kind, be safe, and make your signature walk count. Why not? I look forward to leading chaos with you next week.